All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, in spite of what is being said on the surface, all signs point to the Cleveland Browns and wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. parting ways in the offseason. You're looking at Odell Beckham's production this season. OBJ only has 2 touchdowns. That is it. And you're talking about a guy who has now played in 15 games for the Cleveland Browns this season, and it just has never really come together. You look at a misdiagnosed sports hernia that goes back to earlier this year by the Cleveland Browns staff. And you also look at the fact that, you know, Baker Mayfield, the Browns starting quarterback, he's done his part as far as trying to get Odell the ball. But at times, you know, it's a situation where he tends to be forcing OBJ that ball. Now, for Beckham, he still has 4 years left on his deal. This was the initial deal that he signed, the extension that he signed with the New York Giants a couple of years ago. And you just have to wonder what's going to happen. I mean, Odell is just part of the problem with the Cleveland Browns. I did not expect this team to have a lot of success coming into this year just due to the fact there were too many mouths to feed for Baker Mayfield on offense with the likes of OBJ. You also have Jarvis Landry, Nick Chubb, and Kareem Hunt in that backfield. And, of course, David Njoku at tight end who did get hurt. I don't think Freddie Kitchens is the head coach that is going to keep it all together. And I think for all parties involved, I think the Browns and OBJ should part ways. It simply has not worked out. This is a guy who never really wanted to be in Cleveland in the first place. When the Giants traded him there, he was looking for a bigger and brighter city such as LA, and he's never really found a home there. And you could see the Cleveland Browns, the expectations were high this year. They haven't been able to live up to them. Part of it, I'm not sure if OBJ is fully healthy physically or mentally. Physically, we know the part with the sports hernia. Mentally, just due to the fact that the man simply does not want to be there. Potential landing spots for Beckham if the Browns want to move on from him. And I look at 3 teams that could get this done. I look at the New England Patriots, I look at the Green Bay Packers, and I look at the Oakland Raiders. And each team has a different dynamic. If the Patriots and Tom Brady are coming back next season, I mean, of course, Tom Brady is a Patriots starting quarterback. It's a situation he needs a deep threat. And you look at the Patriots, they are infamous for getting reclamation projects on the cheap. And when I say on the cheap, it'll be a situation. The Browns gave up a first along with Jabril Peppers and a mid-round pick to get OBJ from the Giants last year. They're not going to get a first-round pick back for him. Maybe a second or third at this point. The Patriots would be willing to do that if OBJ would be willing to restructure his deal and get the opportunity to play with a guy like Tom Brady. We'll have to wait and see. The Packers, obviously, Green Bay is a smaller town than Cleveland, but he'd be dialed in with Aaron Rodgers, and would he be focused and willing to work? We'll have to wait and see. And then finally, the Raiders. And the reason why I bring up the Raiders, I know that the Raiders had their issues this year with Antonio Brown after they traded for him, and they ultimately parted ways with him. But it's a situation for the Raiders. They're going to Las Vegas next year. They need some sizzle as they're going into a new city and a new stadium. Why not have a big-time wide receiver? John Gruden is not afraid of that. John Gruden knows that he can talk to Odell better than he was able to talk to Antonio Brown. And I think it's a situation that could possibly work for all parties involved. We'll have to wait and see, but I'll tell you this much right now. I would be highly, highly surprised if Odell Beckham is wearing brown and orange for the start of the 2020 NFL season. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the tax deadline several months away, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at DLineTaxBooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.